listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
It's Friday. Time to get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, as always, thanks for jumping in and walking us through some more principles about being better stewards of the resources God's provided to us.
Absolutely. There's always something to talk about in the world of money. So happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, some of that talk, sometimes, you know, you'll hear people talk about a bull market or a bear market. And then sometimes people just make up words, but maybe we're getting an extended vocabulary today.
Yeah. I thought, Steve, we could talk about what we're seeing in the stock market. We don't always talk markets in our time together. We talk about fun things like giving and next generation planning and taxes and all kinds of stuff. But the markets have been very volatile at times recently, and they're reaching new highs, and it's got people confused. And the term that came up in back-to-back meetings, I thought it was kind of funny, Steve, was the term wackadoodle. So not exactly a technical financial term or a term we use in biblical stewardship a lot, but we actually had two separate people in back-to-back meetings ask, what's going on with this wackadoodle market? And when I asked for a little more clarity on what they meant, what they're seeing is when they look at the news, they see political infighting and turmoil. They see that the lower half of the income earners in this country are struggling. They see up and down headlines about what's happening in the Middle East. And then they look down and the stock market's up to new highs, and it just doesn't make sense. And that's pretty fair, right, Steve? I mean, it seems a little bit of a disjointed market between what we see in the headlines, and what we see in the stock market.
Yeah. And it seems like, especially in the last few weeks or months, a simple phrase mentioned in a press conference can quickly change things that are happening in the market. And also, I mean, it just seems oversensitive to headlines from what I, you know, personally, what I've experienced. Would you agree?
Yeah. And you're not wrong. And that's not new. What we often say is that in the short term, in terms of day-to-day trading, the news will trump earnings, but in the long term, it's earnings that drive stock prices. So when I say earnings, Steve, we're talking about, you know, the stock market is a market composed of individual companies and their stocks that should reflect what the forecast is for how those companies might grow their profits or their earnings. So people forget about that. People think the stock market's a casino or some kind of a manipulated marketplace. But really, in the end, what stock prices do over the long term is they reflect the growth and profits of these large U.S. and international corporations. And the reason why the market's hitting new highs is we're seeing incredible growth in corporate earnings. That's what's really driving it. It's not a mystery. It's not a speculative bubble in the way we see it. And it makes sense that you can have negative news in the headlines, but as long as the corporate earnings are strong, stock prices will likely rise in an environment like what we're seeing today.
Okay. So I guess the big question is, you know, what is the investor, and maybe more importantly, what is the steward, the Christian who's trying to best steward these resources? What are their action steps? What are they to do?
Well, the first thing we always say for long-term investors, if you're not trading day to day in the market, then all that news is just noise. You don't need to respond to what's happening in the Middle East day by day. You don't need to change your investment thesis based on who's in the White House or who just got nominated for the Democrat primary in Michigan. Or, you know, there's all these things happening every day that make the headlines. But as a long-term investor, it's all just noise. And it's good to keep in mind that the market is full of people with different priorities. Some people trade, they day trade. They're in and out of stocks in the same day. Some people trade quarter by quarter. Some are 5, 10, and 20-year timelines. And one of the great advantages you have as a longer-term investor for most average investors is you don't have to pay attention to the noise. But also, I think it is good to understand how markets actually work and how the earnings translate into stock prices. And if it's helpful, Steve, I can walk through kind of what we're seeing on the earnings picture to help provide maybe some insight on the things you're not seeing on the headlines.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So again, we talk about earnings, we're thinking about corporate profits. And when we started this year, the expectation was that corporate profits would grow in 2026 at a rate of about 10% year over year. So 2026 profits would be about 10% higher than last year. Now, those earnings forecasts have continually risen. So throughout this year so far, the forecasted earnings for this year are only growing higher and higher. So now we're expecting earnings growth this year to be somewhere between 20 and 25%. To give you a sense of how exceptional that is, Steve, the long-term average for earnings growth is about 7 to 8%. So corporate profits are growing this year somewhere around 3 to 4 times the norm. So when you see stock markets up, even though the news is bad, what's really happening in the background is those profits are growing at an exceptional rate. And to give you an idea, corporate earnings are reported every 3 months. So every quarter, we see how companies are doing and what their profits look like. And to give you some more numbers of what's happening, most companies have reported their second quarter 2026 earnings. So about 8 out of 10 companies have reported. And 85% of those companies beat the expectations for how much they were going to earn in the second quarter. So almost all companies that reported earnings, real earnings that were better than expected. And if you look across all the companies, the year-over-year growth rate was about 50% for the second quarter compared to second quarter 2025. So companies are growing their profits rapidly. When that happens, their stock prices rise, no matter what's happening, you know, in terms of headlines. Now, there may be things in the headlines that eventually will matter to markets because they will impact profits. For example, if the conflict in the Middle East continues or expands, that could drive up energy prices. Higher energy prices could hurt the bottom line of some companies that, you know, transportation companies, for example, or airlines, where, you know, gas prices matter. But what we're seeing right now is companies are growing their profits rapidly, and that helps stock prices rise.
All right. Well, some great insight. If you just joined us, we're visiting with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, for our Friday financial update. And Brian, I'm going to imagine, in addition to people looking for this conversation archived later at abqconnect.online, there's an easy search they could do, or maybe you're aware of a specific content on insights tab at johnmoore.com. But if they're headed to the website to get this free information on the insights tab, how would you encourage them to walk back through a lot of what you just shared with us?
Well, one good way to stay up to date is we do a weekly podcast that's on YouTube. If you just look up John Moore Associates, it's called the Wealth and Wisdom Podcast. And we also post those videos on the insights page that you just mentioned. But if you go to the insights page, there's a drop down where you can pick topics. So you can pick topics such as retirement or faith-based investing or education planning. And there's an economic section there. So if you're trying to learn more about this, you can look at our blogs and just try to drill down on these topics. But in our weekly podcast, we do provide updates on things like how are corporate earnings looking? What does that do to stock prices? What sectors of the market are driving those earnings growth? So there's a lot there that we unpack weekly. And those are 15 to maybe 20, 25 minute podcasts each week. So if you subscribe there, you can get a nice steady flow of this kind of information.
All right. Well, always appreciate your time and your, no pun intended, insight. And look forward to having you back on for another Friday Financial Update real soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.